This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Worldwide demonstrations calling for action against climate change kicked off Friday in Australia, where tens of thousands gathered across the country.
And that first strike, I said that this was just the beginning, that we would keep striking, keep taking action, and do everything we could to avert this crisis. And today shows that we have followed through with that promise.
The protests happening in cities around the world are calling for action to guard against climate change and happening ahead of a UN summit in New York. Hundreds of students across the Czech Republic skipped classes on Friday to demonstrate as well.
You know, the future, if we will study and do nothing with climate crisis, we will study for nothing because everything will be destroyed by climate crisis.
Meanwhile, hundreds more protesters holding placards marched through the streets of Johannesburg, South Africa, demanding the local government declare a climate emergency.
Climate justice is about ensuring that my children and my children's children and their children have a planet to live on that's healthy.
The worldwide climate strike will culminate in New York when 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg, who has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for her activism, will spearhead a rally at the United Nations headquarters. The Zimbabwean doctor, whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country, has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Mugambi, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The doctor said he could not remember exactly what happened to him. This is VOA News.